Welcome to Report Out's Hidden Voices podcasts from around the globe. Report Out is a human rights research organisation and charity based in the UK. Report Out monitors, researches and documents the lived experiences of sexual and gender minority people and their communities in different nation states. We use this information to educate others on the lived experiences of sexual and gender minorities and to campaign and push for social change across the globe. You may notice that we use the term SOGSC, which means sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and sex characteristics. Why do this? Because it's a culturally sensitive umbrella term to cover all sexual and gender minorities. These interviews will consist of SOGSC individuals who live in different nation states, and whilst we'll be discussing the barriers that they face, we will also highlight how they find resistance to them. Welcome to our Hidden Voices podcasts.
Hi, I'm Serena. I'm a transgender woman. I prefer pronouns as she, her. I've started transitioning ever since I was 22, and ever since then, it's been a challenge in Brunei. But there are days where it's also amazing. Having the right support system, definitely. I dance to express myself even more. I'm a dancer. I think that's pretty much it for now.
Cool. Nice. How about your partner?
I'm Naz, Nazura, but people call me Naz. I'm a visual artist, a pretty out there lesbian.
She's amazing with her work.
Thank you. So, I basically try to express out LGBT related matters through my abstract works.
Take us through how you found being able to share, not just with friends, but also family, when you told them about your sexuality.
Mine was an experience. That to find out from an ex's husband.
It was
pretty horrible. I wasn't living with my parents, basically, so they had to find out with, because Brunei is pretty small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows everyone, basically, and it was a word of mouth saying, yeah, oh, Naz is going out or something with, apparently my ex is,
so it was pretty much of an outed situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah. So yeah, basically that's how they found out, and my mom's pretty okay with it. But my dad's still in denial about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like with friends, like I have Serena. I have a pretty small circle of friends who are okay with it, although school was a bit difficult for me, though. They're pretty homophobic.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Do you feel, Naz, that like if someone hadn't have seen you out, that you would have been ready to come out, or would you have come out anyway?
Probably not. I would probably be miserable.
Two friends maybe? Not even?
No. Okay. Back then, no. Yeah. Back then, no. But now, probably, yeah. But now I'm out, yeah. I'm happy, I'm proud.
Like tapping on everybody's shoulder. Hey.
Are you safe? Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's pretty much the same thing as well for me. With my family, I did not come out with my family. I was pretty much in the same situation as Naz. Word of mouth from other people, and that was tough because I guess I get it from their generation and level of understanding. It can be quite scary for them, also because they don't understand it. But with friends, it's been nice. I think it's I was able to say that I am a transgender woman now even more. But previously, I would just be I'll just be quiet about it.
Closeted.
I'll be closeted about it.
So how
Yeah,
has
so I think we're pretty much in the same shoes, I think,
yeah.
in that sense, yeah.
So Serena, how has being a dancer helped you to express yourself even more?
It's been really amazing, really, because I think, when you're on the dance floor, and similar like with dance as well, when you do your artwork, there's no rules, there's no restrictions, yeah, and you just feel like you can pretty much express yourself in that sense. Although, to be honest, right after my transition, I haven't been really in the dance community. I
Yeah.
think part of me is secretly worried to be out there. But at the same time, right now, I'm slowly getting back into it, and it's just been really amazing because I thought to myself, like, it's something that I love to do,
Yeah.
and it's where I feel most at home, being on a
Yeah.
dance floor.
Yeah. Serena's pretty good dancer. I think you taught me back in
Oh,
school, back
yeah, we did when
way
we were doing
back.
the
Yeah,
cheerleading. Yeah, oh girl,
cheerleading.
that was way before you met Serena, but you knew Serena was there. She
Yeah.
was there. She's like,
Deep down, yep.
yep. Yeah, I know, but really, it's been amazing to just be able to express in a safe space where you don't have to worry about anything.
Awesome. So, what has the atmosphere within your community been like over the past few weeks?
It has, it's not much change. It's like,
We,
it's no difference
yeah,
actually, but,
yeah. We were just talking about this. How, I think within the community itself, I mean, like,
We don't really have like a
yeah, no, that's
community per
true.
se.
Yeah.
I mean, Liza and myself, because we're friends and we have a similar circle of friends, so we see each other a lot more compared to the community in itself, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So everyone has their own circle of friends, but yet
yeah.
their own circle of friends are not necessarily people within the
Yeah,
community.
no, that's
Yeah.
true. Yeah. Because I think that on its own, and considering how small Brunei is,
Yeah.
having your own cliques or inner circle or support system, that at this point, I think for myself personally, seems that's relatively good for me. Although we would love to meet people in the community and to really find out more about what each and everybody has been going through. But I think that's also the thing about Brunei, where everybody's just sort of like to
Comfortable.
each do their own kind of
Yeah. It's like
thing.
they're in their own like bubble, the comfort
Yeah, their own
zone.
comfort zone,
It's
that's true.
comfort zone,
So
yeah.
what does
Yeah.
so what does your comfort zone look like to you, and how you cope by just being out and about in Brunei?
That's a good question.
How is it for you? No.
It's not quite a comfort zone, actually, to be honest. I don't
When you're being out in public like
yeah,
that? Yeah.
I don't feel like it's a quite I wouldn't say it's a comfort zone for me, because it's something that I'm still trying to make people understand. It's for
Yeah.
like for me being myself out there, because
Yeah,
no one
yeah.
really understands that. So I don't know, I'm
I
not
think I'm with you on
I'm
that. Like, I think part of me, being an anxious person, just to be out in public as myself can be quite, it can be overwhelming
Yeah.
sometimes, though not always. But again, it's like, I think there's that a little bit of worry of you not wanting to step on people's toes,
Yeah.
or just ruffling people's feathers in that sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So what are some of then the key challenges you've experienced when just wanting to celebrate your identity?
We're just talking, I mean, that's what pretty much I
We
was saying,
all, yeah.
just being visible.
Yeah.
For me, at least, is being visible. That's just like it's a challenge for me, because again, like you feel like, I mean, definitely, Brunei is a safe place for the community, and you're in this safe bubble, but at the same time, it also feels like you're walking on
Yeah,
eggshells.
I think that's it's the internal fear that
Yes,
people are having because of the uncertainty of what's actually
That's true.
going to
Happened to
happen.
you.
So I'm more of a rebel about it. Like, I'll do whatever until, like, okay, what are you gonna do about it? Well, nothing's happening so
No.
far, so I'm just gonna, not like pushing people's button, but then like it's more of like, okay, I still can be myself, and it's okay because I'm not gonna say anything bad, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm still like free, I guess.
No,
Like, I
but
can.
that's what I was saying. Like, relatively speaking, that we are safe and we are taken care of. But it's just the idea where you're the uncertainty,
Yeah, the uncertainty, the internal fear.
because it's written in the law and whatnot. It just feels like people can act on that by having that as a to back up their purpose or their reason to act upon it, you know?
Do you feel
Yes,
like
it's just
so?
that sense of uncertainty. Sorry?
Do you feel like sometimes you have to look over your shoulder even when you're going out?
Not always.
No.
Not always. I think it's just that inner thing that we. I mean, I think it's safe to say that both of us are Asian
Anxious,
people.
yeah. I think it's
It's
anxiety. It's
anxiety for real. No, really.
anxiety.
Because at the end of the day, when you go home, you're just like, okay, nothing happened. Day 100, nothing happened, you know?
It's fine.
It's
Like,
I'm fine. I'm
okay.
still So I think most of it has to do with our anxieties mostly.
It's like the inner voice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
That's true.
how is where you live compared to maybe other parts of Brunei that you've visited?
Okay, thing is, Brunei, I consider Brunei not so much as a small country, but it's like a small town.
That definitely
It's,
is
yeah, it's
true.
actually, how big is it? It's about 500 plus
About
thousand.
5,000 kilometers square,
Yeah.
and like the other parts of Brunei is like
It's.
pretty much other towns or villages, pretty much.
So
So there's not much of a difference or in comparison, because it just seems like Brunei as a whole is like a small town with people having the same mindset, I think. Yeah.
Cool. So last time we spoke, Naz, we were speaking about safe spaces, which are aimed to create safe to create sanctuary within the community. But are you seeing a rise in people taking up the opportunity to make the most, or is there still hesitancy and a sense of fear?
I think the hesitancy and sense of fear is always going to be there, unless like there are officials who actually make it clear that it is actually okay, like or like yeah, basically hesitancy and sense of
That
fear is
it's
always going to
safe,
be there.
you
Yeah,
know, yeah.
but in terms of the safe space, I constantly have this conversation with Serena as like how much we want to have this safe space. So it's still an ongoing thing, because like the ones that we're struggling is actually getting people from the community to get together,
I
basically.
think
It's
the we do meet like these
we
people,
do, we
yeah.
do.
I think there has been a rise, to be fair, in the community coming together, having a dialogue, and just to discuss about what everybody's different experiences are. And the one thing that's really initiating that is our dependent on foreign embassies
Yeah,
and foreign
embassies,
commissioners, because
multi
they're the ones
embassies,
that's
yeah.
really able to provide the safe spaces for our community.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But if we're on our own, I guess, relatively speaking, it goes back to that idea of having your own inner circles and your
Exactly.
own cliques, and they're not necessarily in the community itself.
So, like, what I was referring to is more like on something that we are trying to do on our own, which is like what you were saying. Yeah, it is a struggle in that sense, and we have been supported by the embassies,
Foreign,
basically. Yeah,
that's true.
but that's just that,
That's no,
basically.
and having that like
Consistency.
just deriving from that, having that consistency from that can also be quite tricky, at some
So,
point.
so
Yeah,
which
just to be consistent.
So which embassy seemed to be the most proactive in helping them?
Are we allowed to say it now? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
British
British
Embassy,
Embassy is
and
amazing.
we're done to it. We're British Embassy and Australian
An
Embassy.
Australian embassy and the U.S. embassy as
US
well,
Embassy, yeah.
actually.
US Embassy.
Although I think the Australian embassy has been more proactive in this sense. Yeah,
Cool. So,
that's
cool. So, do you feel like sometimes
oh no.
Brunei's gone forwards or backwards?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? Yeah, sorry, sorry.
have you have there been have you realized whether Brunei's gone in a positive direction or in a gone backwards maybe?
Oh, okay. Has Bruno gone
Oh,
forward?
right, yeah.
Okay, sorry, because the connection kind of went
That's fine.
quite crazy.
Yeah, we lost you for a bit. We can hear you. The good news is we can hear you
Clearly now,
clearly
yeah.
now.
So.
Yeah, sorry.
I think it's going forward ever so slowly, though. Because I think the younger generation now actually are more out there, to be honest, like
Well,
with
that's
this
true.
social
You're more
media and
expressive
stuff,
in
though.
it. Yeah.
I feel so old saying that. Oh my God.
Girl, what are you talking about? I mean, our generation
Okay,
and
our generation as well are
has been proactive in that sense with social media and everything. I don't know what you're talking about, girl. I mean, at least my generation, at least. it
Yeah,
has
but
been.
it's
I think.
going forward ever so slowly.
Yeah, I think with access to media and just information has helped shape people's mindset in a more collective conscience, I think, and people are pretty much on the same page and having conversations about it. And I always say this all the time, like having that contact theory of having people from different groups of backgrounds, can definitely promote understanding and tolerance in a sense. So I think with social media and all this access of information, it has moved in a positive direction, relatively speaking. I mean, considering from where we started, I think.
Yeah, we didn't even have this conversation like
No, really. No, that's
years back,
true.
so it's
I think we wouldn't
quite.
also be able to reach out to one another without, again, without social media. But also possibly even without it, we would probably be in contact and have even an even smaller group. But now it's been it, like you meet all these people in the creative scene, and there are people who express themselves differently. I think that's where your circle grows.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So when the government in Brunei announced that they would be upholding the anti-LGBT laws despite pressure from international community, what impact did that have on the welfare and mental health of LGBT people in Brunei?
I think people are like they're more anxious though. Like we mentioned earlier, it's that internal fear
No, that's
because
true.
like we don't know what to expect and what they're gonna do.
Girl, take me back to last year in April
Yeah,
when they
seriously, like,
had
yeah. So we did a documentary on about what it's like being a girl.
A queer,
Here in Brunei, and coincidentally, when that video documentary was released, the Sharia law was implemented just
The
right the
base,
next day.
yeah. that was really
people,
scary.
People were like, oh, that's a bold move. Why did
that
you do that?
That was really scary. Now, as you know this, I was just all over the place. Yeah. And I was just texting nice. Like, at the same time I was checking on her, I was also trying to make sense of what was going on for myself as well.
I think that's what's great, because Sarita and I, we were like total, like, different spectrum. Like, I'm from like one end and Sarita's the one end. I'm like, no, let's do this. We need to be like, we represent the community.
Yeah,
we need to do this.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, I understand that people are scared, basically. And
I mean, I get it. Like, what Nas was saying, that internal fear and that knowing that, again, having the country being so relatively small and the community of knowing, you know, everybody, I think at some point in your head, you're just like, it will be easy for them to just like hunt you down. And like, but again, these are all internal fears. It's not that it has happened, I think, at least not that I'm aware.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So how do you kind of like deal with trying to avoid being disheartened then?
I actually don't avoid though.
Yeah.
But for Serena basically lives a double life.
I do actually. Yeah, no, that's true. People ask me this. I mean, I don't, granted, I don't live with my family. I've got my...
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Sorry about that. Yeah, it is.
On behalf of technology, we apologize.
So, as you were saying, Serena, about your family and living like a double life.
Yeah. I mean, previously, I did see it that way. But now it's more of I'm pretty much just dressing down when I'm with my family, but when I'm with my friends, it's just more of that. Is how I dress. I don't hide my hair or anything. It's just a matter of dressing down. And I think from my view, it's just out of. I know everybody has a different point of view when it comes to this. But with how I see it. From my perspective, is more of me just out of respect for my parents, and that's it's how I sort of compromise with that.
Mm-hmm.
Although now they have stopped asking me to cut my hair. So I think that's progress. That's progress for me.
It's like, what's the point?
Because previously, what's the point of like asking her to cut her hair? No, but like previously, every time I go home, they would like always make comments about my hair, but now not anymore. So I'm grateful for that. The good thing that comes out of the April incident did you catch on the when I was talking about the rumors about me being the main activist of LGBT organizing parties?
No, I didn't catch that bit.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, okay. So Naz, you were there when I was telling you about this. How my dad found out about this supposed information about me being the main LGBT activist organizing all these parties and planning to lobby against the government, trying to get fundings from different embassies and stuff. That has created a very, very dark place for me at that point, because my dad was really, I mean, I get it, he was also scared for my safety. Because he was also concerned of what the law can do to me. So I can see where he was coming from. But from there to now where we are at, it's been really good, because at the end of the day when we were in that really tense situation, he did say because he was concerned and that he loves me. And I think at the end of the day, for as long as I know that my parents loves me, my family loves me, it's that's all I need from that for now, you know. And And again, they haven't touched on my hair and everything and whatnot at this point. So I'd be like, yeah, like what Naz was saying, like what's
They know that you wouldn't cut it anyway.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like it's been a decade now that they've been saying, like, cut your hair, but no.
I mean, what was it like with you, Naz? Like, you were talking about, like, how your family, with this transition of your different of your hair and everything.
Yeah, my hair is like shorter now. I just shaved it recently.
And she's rocking it. I cannot get over it. For real, though, Naz.
Thanks.
For real.
Most people think I thought that I was having a Britney moment, but yeah. It's not.
No, but anyway, if someone would say I'm having a Britney moment, I'm like, yes. Yeah, bitch.
But yeah, I was surprised.
Sorry.
I was surprised that my family was pretty okay about it. They were like, or maybe they didn't know how to react to it. So they
were accepting it in their own
in their own way, in their own awkward way.
Yeah.
So Naz, as a visual artist, how has that platform allowed you to keep conversations, to not give up and keep the discussions for positive changes to LGBT rights alive?
I think, I am so thankful for social media nowadays, because social media is, like, the most easiest way for me to actually express it out, because I was just sharing this to Serena as well, that, although, like, I do struggle on actually promoting it out beside other than social media, as much as I would love to have an exhibition, like basically expressing out the issues on LGBT. So I'm still going at it, and just last night I had the conversation on promoting art through how art can help through the SDG thing. So I was touching on LGBT issues through abstract art, basically. And basically with art, it actually creates a conversation. It creates a context for people to actually talk about
that's
it.
That's true.
I'm still going at it, though.
So, who are the main people for support within the community, and is it a straightforward process to get access to help and guidance?
It's definitely not a straightforward process.
No,
though.
It isn't. It's more of like a humps and a bumps, and like through obstacles and rings of fire.
It's a maze.
It's a maze.
It's
really
a maze.
Yeah.
It's a big maze. But the support that we have are normally our circle of friends, basically.
Yeah.
And mostly
yeah.
Like people from the creative.
Creative
people are the
most
supportive.
And what's amazing about it, like having this the people in the creative industry, they are they understand expressions. So they're more open to sort of have like different, they're more open to accepting different perspectives and like different information, as opposed to people who really, I wouldn't say people who are not creative, like people who are unable to have that
expression.
Open mind to have even a discussion, because all set from the start, they're just like, no, it is wrong. I will not be able to accept your information. I mean, sure, to each their own, and like everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but that being where we have a problem with that is when they act on it and really piggybacking on like, oh yeah, this is wrong, so I have the right to call you out or act on it. I think that's what becomes a problem. But yeah, I mean, the process isn't really straightforward, but I think the community is definitely there right now, more and more, I would say.
It's getting there.
So like, bearing in mind that, like, for example, police generally have a duty of care to protect people. So if, for example, you had a problem, how comfortable would you be being able to go to police or even healthcare and say, I need your help?
I could probably say, like, about we'll get back to the police later on. Like, and healthcare. I mean, for us, healthcare wise, I think you already know what the answer to that is by just by saying that. No, but like healthcare wise, I think because we have access to medical and healthcare. Yeah.
The private sector.
Yeah, yeah.
They do provide.
My experiences with them so far, when I've been to the hospital, they've been very kind, and they surprisingly, it's been pleasant, because when they look at my card and they see my legal name, and they do actually look at me and ask like, oh, so what would you like for me to refer to you as, and if this is okay for me to call you by this name, or is there a different name that you prefer? Okay. And I thought that was like a huge shift from where Brunei was, I think. And these are people who are not like within the creative community, and I'm quite surprised with that, the fact that they and these are like in 2-3 different occasions that I have been asked this.
I guess it's like people would experience different things, because I had a very bad experience.
Oh dear.
At work, one of the head I think medical officer.
This is at your workplace.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was going through some stuff basically, so I couldn't really go to work, and so I had to basically express out what I was going through, and she claimed that I was going against God's wishes, so that's why I was going through these trouble. So I was pretty much stuck. I didn't know who to turn to, because everyone was I guess people experience different things.
No, I feel terrible for saying that in that sense. I'm so
Like, Serena, lucky you.
I know. I feel terrible now. If you were here, you would have seen that look that she's giving you. Like, girl, like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm completely having the opposite. No, but that's true. Like, what you were saying, I think it's people have, like, different experiences when it comes to this. But it's also interesting that honestly, if you hadn't said that, I wouldn't be able to tell that this is also still happening, because in my own little world, I was thinking, oh, okay, it's actually fine,
but
I think Serena, you raise an important point, that it's important to know that these things are still happening, because for example, one person could have a positive experience, another a negative. So what do you think we need to do, or Brunei, or the people living in Brunei need to do, to get over those kind of like negative attitudes and kind of be in solidarity, so everyone's working towards the same vision?
I guess we just need to keep voicing out like positive, positive push, basically give some hope to people, basically.
No, definitely. And I think the approach, being in this country, you have to be smart and creative with where your angles are and what your approach is. And often we have this approach of more of a safe community, kind community, and the mental health approach, and I think that's what people can actually agree on, is to work towards being kind to one another, as opposed to really saying, LGBT, you have to accept this. No, it's more of the approach where it's all about mental health, advocating for mental health, and just being kind with one another and having safe conversations and safe space. Yeah,
basically not doing it in a passive-aggressive way.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think Brunei as a society respond better, more, I think. Like, when you talk about, like, just be kind to one another.
Yeah, they wouldn't argue with that.
No, really, yeah?
Because I think at the end of the day, when you think about it, at the end of the day, you are all someone's loved one, someone's family member, youngest child, oldest child, that kind of thing. So when it's kind of like this conflict where you've got like obviously culture, but you've also got the love for a family member. Would you agree?
Yeah, because Brunei's culture is very family oriented.
No, that's true. Yeah,
despite how much they disagree of certain things, they would actually.
No, that's true. It's like, you know how in other countries, by the time of 18, you're kicked out of your house. In Brunei, by the time you're married, you're like, no, keep like grow your children in this house, right? Yeah, it's more of a even right now, like my like just hearing people like who's married and everything, like no, like the family, like parents are like no. Stay, like, come. Yeah, you want to have kids? Let them grow up in this house. So I think in that sense. Yeah.
But I guess it
again, it's also different.
Yeah, it's different. It depends.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, for any resistance that does exist, do you think it's to do with culture and traditions, or is it much more deeper than that?
I guess it's more of a culture and traditional.
Yeah.
That's most true. Definitely, and I think that is why people like with older generation, basically the seniors, see it as more like, why are you being this way? It's like just because they thought it's thinking it's a trend, because like we mentioned earlier, like we never get the chance or opportunity to actually have this conversation way back.
Yeah.
But now that social media is out there, people are actually. Just out there.
Yeah.
So I think it's contradicting with the culture and tradition and how it was before.
It's not, I think the norms have shifted a little bit from how, because again, like now you get to see more and more people having the same mindset and the same way of thinking as you, because as opposed to previously, you don't know and you're afraid to have that conversation. But now you see more people starting this conversation and you feel much more comfortable to talk about it, even in a public space, relatively speaking. But the resistance definitely does come from like the culture and tradition. As I was saying, like I completely understand where my parents comes from. Like when they were concerned about me, it's I completely understand. So I think that in its own helps you to also comprehend the situation, I think. At least for me, so I don't feel like your family hates you. No, it's more of okay, like I try to understand, but then again sometimes that's also a one-way street because we're trying to understand them, but what about them trying to understand us? So I think like coming to that sense of middle ground is a struggle per se. So we ended up not talking about it, like just sweeping it under the rug.
So to everyone listening to our conversation, who may have like been experiencing problems or maybe feeling a little bit like they're on their own, what would you say to them to keep to encourage them to keep? To keep celebrating the person that they are.
It's okay. You're not alone. There are people. There are more people out there like us, and you are loved.
Yes, definitely. You are definitely loved. You are worthy of love. And
despite what other people say.
Yeah, no, that's true. And whatever's external of people that's saying to you, don't listen to that. Listen to what your inner self wants to do and who you are.
And
find those people who can share that same support system.
It's important to get a support system.
It really, really is important.
So if you think about Brunei in general, what would be the perfect or the ideal dream to make Brunei a place where you can really feel happy being there?
For me, it's probably being able to settle down, have kids, basically, and just say, "Hey, this is my wife."
Oh, yes,
and without being judged, like, wait, You have a wife.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Yeah,
true.
kind of. I think that would be the ideal. Yeah,
Yeah.
basically.
I think just no discriminations
No
towards the
discrimination, yeah.
community. I think that would be the ideal society for, but
Yeah.
of course, in a perfect world, that would be it. But we don't live in a perfect world. Yeah,
I
we
mean,
would.
life. Okay, let's not go there, Serena.
Yeah, like Matt and I,
But
like no, like because you better bear with us because normally we will go deep into this conversation.
I think we'd have a deeper conversation after this.
No,
But
but
yeah,
really, like.
basically, the discrimination, I think a more understanding and that common ground and middle
Yeah,
ground
that's yeah.
of like the community and
Yeah.
like within the society, basically.
Just be kind. That's all I always say. Just be
Awesome.
kind to one another. Like even though you're not, we're not practicing your beliefs, but like,
Even though you're not kind, just be
even though
kind.
you're not kind, just try and be kind at me.
Awesome. Well,
Yeah.
a massive thank you for both of you for joining me today.
Thank you for
I
having
wish
us.
you all the best, and Serena, all the best with your dancing. Naz, all the best with your visual arts.
Thank you.
So, like, to anyone listening, how can they support you within your creative outlets?
Oh, they can connect us though.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You can go through my Instagram on Doodles and Colors. It's one word. The colors has no U. Doodles and Colors, basically.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, and yeah. You can find me as well on Instagram at just s.is.sick. I normally share my thoughts and how the journey of being a transgender woman in Brunei, pretty much.
Or you can also shoot an email. It's Nazura Usop. That's NazuraUsop. Oh, that's long. At gmail.com.
Yeah, I'll just let them connect. If they want to find me, just find
Brilliant.
Nazura.
Well, I wish you all the best and thank you so much for this time.
Sorry. No, thank you. No, it's a pleasure. Thank you very, very
Thank you so
much.
much for having us.
No
It's
problem.
really
This is
appreciate
one,
it.
yeah,
all
it's a
right.
wonderful opportunity, really.
If we go to UK, we should find you.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be lovely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Once all the borders are lifted up, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you
Thank
all the
you.
best, guys.
Thank you to
Thank you so
you as
much.
well,
Take care.
yeah?
Take care.
Yeah,
You
you too.
too.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
If you would like to get involved with the work of Report Out, please visit our main website at www.reportout.org, where you can subscribe to our regular email distribution list, which allows you to get exclusive access to our latest and exciting news, blogs, and projects. You can even donate to us to ensure that our work continues. We're also on all social media platforms, so please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn for regular updates on SOGSC human rights across the globe. Lastly, Report Out would like to give a huge thanks to all of our podcast interviewees and listeners for their valuable time and support. Your voices are no longer hidden, and when voices come together, they make us stronger as a movement.